from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland, good morning.
What up, folks? Good morning. Good morning. Hope all is well with you. Hey, yes, we often talk about, Tom, African Americans and social media and the importance of news, things along those lines. And yesterday, you saw the release of the State of Media Report. Pew does this huge thing every single year, this huge report. And there was some very interesting things in this report as related to African Americans. And so I reached out to our friend Eric Deggans, television critic out of Florida, St. Pete. Hey, Eric, what's up, man?
What's up? How you doing?
Always good to talk with you, Eric. I was looking at this report, and the headline says African Americans, a year of turmoil and opportunity. And in this Pew study about the state of media, one thing that jumped out, African Americans are voracious consumers of news with television. But the report says, unfortunately, they have few options, and it really says it's an opportunity for folks to really, you know, increase numbers by really speaking to this audience.
Yeah, it's a really interesting paradox because on the one hand, African Americans are more often likely to get their news from television, 7 in 10, which is the highest proportion of any group. But at the same time, there's been a lot of shows targeted towards African Americans, TV news shows that have failed. And the most recent one they talked about, of course, was T.J. Holmes' show on BET, Don't Sleep. And so the question becomes, if you've got this audience that's turning to TV news and presumably turning to more mainstream news shows, why can't people develop shows that target this audience other than you, Roland? You're always doing it. But other folks are having a hard time.
What also they laid out was what's happening with black newspapers and really the tough time they're facing. Amsterdam News was the only black paper that showed a circulation increase, and it really just lays out some difficult days ahead.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I was actually at the NMPA convention in January. It was in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. And when you talk to folks who are running these newspapers, the things they'll tell you, of course, is that they're having a hard time getting up the funding to keep up with the mainstream news outlets that they have to compete with. All of a sudden, they have to have Facebook pages and active websites and an active Twitter presence. And they just don't have the staff to keep up with that, and also hew to their original mission, which is putting out a newspaper that's often consumed by older consumers who've been reading their newspaper for decades. So they're kind of caught. They're reaching out to a new audience, but they've got to keep up that platform for the old audience, and they don't have the funds to do both at the same time the way they'd like to.
Well, one of the things that you're comparing weekly news programs and weekly newspapers to daily news sources. Now, of course, you're going to go to a daily news source more often than you would a weekly news source.
Well, No. But in this report, Tom, they also lay out, they talk about magazines as well, and you saw an increase with Ebony Magazine in terms of circulation, which obviously is a monthly. So the report just laid out that consumers are getting different kinds of news, Eric, and it just says that to serve an audience, there are certain things that you have to do, and technology is simply one of the things that black papers can survive with, but they simply don't have a strong digital presence. Eric?
Yeah, exactly. It's a challenge, too, that mainstream publications are having. Monthly magazines have to figure out how to keep a regular contact with the people who are reading their magazine because they've gotten used to daily input from other news sources that are competing with them. And I think it's even tougher for African-American news outlets because they have much less resources.
And it's hard to play catch-up, too, isn't it? Because that once they realize how they were behind the digital divide, then trying to scramble to do it has left them holding the bag, so to speak.
Exactly. And I think sometimes the audience isn't aware of the struggles that the platform's going through. Mm. They need support from the community to kind of, keep their numbers and hit their advertising targets so that they can keep that revenue coming in.
Obviously, Black Radio was a part of this study as well, and they referenced, of course, this show, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and also Black websites. And they really lay out that radio, although still a difficult business, is really still a thriving area for African Americans.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
It's a very good report. Folks, go stateofthemedia.org. It's a really, really great report. So thanks very much. Eric Deccan, the Tampa Bay Times. Name of your book. Give a shout out.
It's called Race Baiter, How the Media Wields Dangerous Words to Divide a Nation.